Proverbs chapter 7. Watching the mindless crowd stroll by, I spotted a young man without any sense. Verse 7. They believe themselves wise in their own opinion, but Solomon describes them as like a calf led to the butcher shop, like a stag lured into ambush, like a bird flying into a net, not knowing that its flying life is over. Verses 22 and 23. Like credit card debts, when the minimum payments are made, the monthly dues and payment of some errors during your youth continue to be paid until old age. True forgiveness can heal wounds, but avoiding harm prevents us from being wounded. How do we avoid being hurt? The chapter begins and ends with a call to obedience and warnings about the consequences of not doing so. His advice: obey the Lord's principles, keep his precepts as the apple of your eyes, treasure and tie the wisdom to your hands and write them in your heart. Implicit in this process is faith. Obedience requires faith. It is by faith that Moses, when he grew up, chose to suffer, be mistreated, oppressed with God's people instead of enjoying sin for a short time, the temporary or fleeting pleasures of sin. Hebrews 11:24-25. Dear Lord, spare me from straying from the path by making decisions that later I will regret. Give me today the strength to choose the right path and the faith to rejoice in its rewards.